This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Title 42's expired, the pandemic-era asylum restrictions, but now migrants are wrestling with new guidance on how to enter the U.S. The AP's Donna Warder.
Title 42, which allowed border officials to quickly return asylum seekers back over the border during the pandemic, has now expired. But a new system asks asylum seekers to stop coming across the border and start using an online system to book appointments to ask for asylum. Meanwhile, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the administration's attempt to release migrants more quickly when Border Patrol holding stations are full. I'm Donna Warder.
A Marine Corps veteran seen keeping a chokehold around the neck of an agitated fellow passenger on a New York City subway is expected to surrender to authorities today on a manslaughter charge. Daniel Penny's attorney has said he was acting in self-defense. President Biden's meeting today with congressional leaders on the debt limit crisis has been moved to next week. While most of those familiar say talks have been making progress, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Democrats don't seem serious about reaching a deal to avoid a debt default.
President Biden and Senator Schumer are stuck on no. They have no plan, no proposed savings, and no clue. Apparently, President Biden doesn't want a deal. He wants a default.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Severe thunderstorms and excessive rainfall expected over the next several days across the nation's midsection. The National Weather Service is warning this is a very active weather pattern. Back in custody, one of two inmates who escaped from a Philadelphia prison, captured last night while dressed as a woman, say authorities. They say Nasir Grant came out of a house, got into a car, and that's when they got him. This is AP News. Now about pigs. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court has rejected a pork producer's challenge to a California pork law mandating more space for pigs. California's law requires that pork sold in the state comes from pigs whose mothers were raised in at least 24 square feet of space, giving them the ability to lie down and turn around. That rules out confined gestation crates, metal enclosures that are common in the pork industry. The high court justices upheld lower court rulings, dismissing the case brought by the National Pork Producers Council and the American Farm Bureau Federation. Pork producers say the law would force the industry to change its practices, which they say could cost up to $350 million. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gas is $3.54 a gallon as you start your weekend, 8 cents less than a month ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.